Well, we're looking at the third chapter of Ruth. And the Bible school has a title for this chapter. The Bible school calls chapter 3 an obedient heart. And Scofield Bible titles this chapter Ruth Resting. My Bible titles this Ruth's Request. Brother Wiersbe titles this Submission, Ruth Waiting. I like that, Submission, Ruth Waiting. In the previous chapter, it was Service, Ruth Working. And here it's Submission, Ruth Waiting. And in the next chapter, I think he calls this Ruth's Wedding. So we're looking at this chapter here, and when I look at it, I see subjection and seeking and satisfaction. I see three things here. There's this subjection that she is going to show towards Naomi and towards Ruth, and a seeking of those promises of God because of that subjection, and a satisfaction because she has done that. And the satisfaction, Ruth, I think, will be satisfied by what she does by faith. She hasn't really entered into that full satisfaction yet. The marriage won't take place until later. But I think once she steps forward in faith to seek that which is hers by right, then she'll begin to feel that satisfaction. So I think subjection and seeking will bring us great satisfaction. As a reminder, when I first started Ruth, there was this little paragraph that I read at the beginning of this by Brother Warren Wiersbe, and he said, in chapter 1, Ruth doesn't even know that Boaz exists. In chapter 2, Ruth is a poor laborer gleaning in the field of Boaz and receiving his gifts. To her, Boaz is only a mighty man of wealth who shows kindness to her. The turning point is chapter 3. Where Ruth yields herself at the feet of Boaz and believes his promises. I think that's so good. This is the turning point. Ruth is going to yield herself at the feet of Boaz and believe his promises. The result is recorded in chapter 4. Ruth is no longer a poor gleaner, for now she has Boaz and everything he has belongs to her. So I really like that. This is kind of the pivotal chapter, the turning point. Each chapter really has something in it that is important. In chapter 1, Ruth had to make a decision to leave Moab. And in chapter 2, Ruth had to make a decision to go to that field and glean, and then to do what Boaz and Naomi both suggested that she do, continue to do that. And in chapter 3, there's a reward for that. So this, she's just going to lay hold of a wonderful promise. So we look at chapter 1, and I want to read the chapter, and then we'll go back and look at the first verse. Chapter 1 says, then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. You can kind of see where subjection is going to come into play here. And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Now that is subjection. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaiden, for thou art a near kinsman. She's going to lay claim. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then I will do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it be not known that a woman came into the floor. And he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. And then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. That's just such a glorious chapter. And, you know, I was just reading this, and I was just thinking, Naomi says, Who art thou, my daughter? Actually, that's translated, How did it go? But I got to thinking when I read it just a minute ago, when Naomi says, Who art thou, my daughter? She's not the same person anymore. She's his. You know, she's laid hold of his. Who art thou? So we find here, when I looked at this chapter, the first thing that I thought was, in this chapter, Naomi is really taking action and taking charge in the first part of this chapter and the last part of this chapter. She instructs Ruth. We see this at the beginning of the chapter and at the end of the chapter. At the beginning, she tells her what to say and what to do, and at the end of the chapter, she says, sit still. So Naomi is really taking charge here. And I looked at that and I thought, you know, there's a change in Naomi. She's no longer helpless and hopeless. She's no longer looking at herself and her loss and filled with bitterness. She's looking at Ruth, and she's making provision for her through the promises of God. Naomi, I think, realizes that her needs will be met through Ruth and Boaz. But I just thought, boy, she's a changed woman from chapter one. When she first entered into Bethlehem and people didn't recognize her, and she said, I am bitter. but boy, what a change in her. And then the other thing I thought of is how Naomi addresses Ruth. Her mother-in-law said unto her, what? My daughter. She doesn't call her my daughter-in-law, but she calls her my daughter. Because Ruth, through this time that she has spent with Naomi, through her journey from Moab and her living with her in Bethlehem, has shown the love and devotion of a true daughter. And we see here a close personal relationship between these two women. And it's more than a relationship based on blood. Don't you believe that you can have a closer, more personal relationship to the people of God sometimes than you can your own blood relatives? Yes. And so I think Naomi and Ruth were close. I think that it was a relationship that grew through shared suffering. They journeyed together and they suffered together. So there's this shared suffering that they had, and also there's this shared devotion. I think they helped one another. I think when Naomi felt down, Ruth lifted her up. And when Ruth felt down at the end of the day, Naomi lifted her up. They really consoled one another. I think their love for one another had grown from the time that they left Moab. And so she says, my daughter. because in chapter 1, it's always, she said to her daughters-in-law. But here it's my daughter. And so I thought about the journey that we take together with others and how that the trials that we share with others can forge, I guess you could say, a precious bond, a close bond, a bond that cannot be understood with a natural mind but can only be understood with a spiritual mind. And we see in here then, after Naomi dresses Ruth as my daughter, the desire that she has for Ruth. Shall I not seek rest for thee? It's interesting that in the first verse you have the word rest, and the last verse of this chapter you have the word rest. So chapter three begins with rest and ends with rest. In the first part of the chapter, it's what Naomi is seeking for Ruth. And in the last part of the chapter, it's what Naomi says Boaz will not do until Ruth has it. So it begins and ends with rest. I just thought that was really neat. And we see Naomi here seeking. She has a purpose and a goal now. She finally has a purpose for her life. Ruth had a purpose in gleaning the fields and providing for Naomi, and now Naomi has a purpose, and she has a desire and a goal, and it is to seek rest for Ruth, to provide for Ruth. What she does is seek, and what she seeks is rest, and who she seeks it for is for thee, for Ruth. She's going to fulfill her responsibility that she has to Ruth. Shall not I seek rest for thee? Ruth has been taking care of Naomi all this time, and now Naomi says, it's my turn. Shall not I provide for you? So this is more than a duty, and this is more than an obligation that we see on the part of Naomi. This is simply love. That word I shows that Naomi realizes there's something she can do now. I can, and she couldn't really think about doing this until she realized she got over that bitterness that she had when she first entered into that land and came back home and she saw her kinsman redeemer again. So Naomi says, there is something that I can do for Ruth. And what it is that Naomi does is instruct and prepare Ruth. I mean, she can't do anything else. Remember in chapter 1, she wanted to provide for Naomi or for Ruth a son, and she couldn't. So there's nothing I can do of myself. But we find here that Naomi can teach Ruth what to do and what to say. And that instruction and preparation in the things of the Lord that bring us to a closer relationship with the Lord or help us to approach Him in the way that we should approach Him, that's a lot that she can do for her. That word seek comes from to search out. And Naomi does this first. She's going to search out, and it means to search out, first of all, by worship or by prayer. And that really struck me because when Naomi seeks rest for Ruth, she said, shall I not seek it for thee? She's going to search out by worship and prayer how she can obtain this rest for Ruth. You know, she's going to go to God first. She's not going to jump in herself and decide what to do and then see her own limitations. She's going to seek in by prayer and fellowship with the Lord what she knows that Ruth needs. So that's the first place that we seek, or the first one that we seek. She'll do it through prayer to God, and she'll do it through the Word of God, because as she prays to God, God's going to remind her of that responsibility in the Word that the kinsman has. And she will have that assurance that everything that I'm going to tell you to do from now on is something that the Lord says that you should do. I have sought the Lord. And the Lord said, this is how you're going to get your rest. You're going to lay hold of the promises that He has through the Word. So Naomi makes a request first and beseeches first God for guidance. Shall I not seek rest for thee? So hidden behind that is, shall I not seek the Lord and ask Him how to provide rest for thee? Because I think there's a time lapse between when she says that And then she says in verse 2, now Boaz is our near kinsman. I think she sought the Lord, and she spent time with the Lord in prayer. And then she goes and says, Ruth, this is what we need to do. So that rest here is what she's seeking for Naomi, and she makes her request of God, and she beseeches God, and God shows Naomi what to do and when to do it. You know, she could have done this any time during the harvest, but Naomi waits until he's done with that harvest, and he's winnowing the grain, and now the time is right. So the Lord shows her what to do and when to do it. She doesn't get ahead of herself. She waits for the right time. And when she beseeches the Lord, then that seeking, that beseeching, that searching out, which is what to seek means, is going to transfer from Naomi to Ruth. Naomi's going to seek God, and her desire for Ruth is rest. And then she's going to say, I've made my request to God, and I'm going to transfer this responsibility of seeking over to you, and you're going to make a request now of Boaz. I've made the request of God, and God has shown me what to do, and now you make that request of Boaz. It's just going to transfer from me to you, that seeking, that rest. Ruth has to enter into that desire for rest just as much as Naomi does. It's interesting, both of those women make a request. Naomi makes a request, and Ruth makes a request. And there are two that hear that request. God hears Naomi's request, and Boaz hears Ruth's request. So, and how different from chapter 1, because in chapter 1, Naomi tried to do it through works, and in chapter 3, she's going to do it through the Word of God. And that's the only way it can happen. Now we see Naomi's desire, because shall I not seek rest for thee? And that word rest comes from quiet or a settled spot. It means, most often, it's translated as a home or a place of rest. It's not just a feeling of rest. This is a literal place of rest. It's translated in the Amplified Bible and the New International Version as a home for you. Shall I not seek or try to find a home for you? Another, the New American Standard translates it, shall I not seek security for you? So it's not just a feeling here, but it is a physical place and location that she wants to seek for Ruth. Now, if you go back to chapter 1 and look at verse 9, Naomi has mentioned this before, this desire of her heart, when she was talking to Ruth and her sister, Orpah. And in chapter 1 and verse 9, she says, the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you. And she tells her where that rest is, in the house of her husband. So that's where she is talking about here, is rest in the house of a husband. She spoke of this rest in the first chapter, and she said this in parting, and it was, you know, her farewell prayer to them. And she had asked the Lord to help them to find rest, knowing she could not. But she didn't realize that this rest that the Lord would grant could not be found in Moab. She said this while they were in Moab. Go back to Moab and find rest. The Lord give you rest in Moab, in the house of a husband. And for the Lord to really fulfill this promise and this request of Naomi's, it can't be while she's in Moab. She's going to have to come out of that place of profession, which is what Moab is a type of, and come into that place of possession, which is what Bethlehem is. And so we find here that she did know that the Lord alone could grant this rest, and she knew that this rest entailed being attached to a husband and the home of a husband, and she had desired that this rest be obtained while she was in Moab, but it just wasn't going to happen. She couldn't provide it for them, and even when she gets to Bethlehem, she knows, I really can't provide this rest for you, but I can seek the Lord, and He has shown me how you can obtain this rest. He's provided somebody who will give you that rest. And so rest here is a place, it is a home, it is a marriage. And since Naomi has come out of Moab, she realizes from those bitter experiences where true rest lies. She was in Moab, and I don't think she was really at rest. Not in the way that the Lord wanted her to be at rest. And she knew that the Lord couldn't give true rest there. I think Naomi sees that rest here is found in a person. It is found in redemption. It is through the kinsman redeemer that Ruth will find rest. It is in a person. It's found in Boaz. That's where she'll find rest. It's found in a relationship, in marriage. So those three things, the redemption and the person and the relationship, are all where that rest is going to be found that Naomi desires for Ruth. Matthew Henry says, he was talking about marriage, and he said, a married state is, or should be, a state of rest for young people. I thought that was really good. Wandering affections are then fixed, and the heart must be at rest. It is at rest in the house of a husband and in his heart. Just thought that was so good. So the married state, and if Ruth enters into that marriage relationship with Boaz, she will enter into the heart affections of Boaz, and that's where she'll find rest. And that's where we really find rest. Also, what really struck me is when that emphasis on Naomi saying, shall I not seek rest for thee? Because Naomi seeks by prayer to God and by petition to Boaz to find rest for Ruth. She makes that prayer to God and then uses Ruth to make that, present that petition to Boaz. But it's coming from Naomi. Naomi's the one that's given her all the instructions and all the details of what to say and do. So Naomi's prayer for Ruth hasn't changed, just the place and the time for that prayer has changed. In chapter 1, it was in Moab. In chapter 3, she's in Bethlehem, in the land of Judah. And I just thought how important it is to realize that prayer is an essential part of how we find rest. We seek the Lord. Shall I not seek rest for thee? Shall I not pray? Shall I not beseech? Shall I not make a request? Shall I not petition? You know, that's what seeking is. It's prayer. And seeking rest really begins with prayer. If there's a restlessness or a turmoil in our lives, all we have to do is go to the Lord in prayer and seek Him, and He'll show us where that rest will be found. And we'll find that that rest is found in our Redeemer, and it is found in the person of Christ, and it is found in a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So first there is a request to God for guidance, and then there is a request to Boaz to fulfill that promise. God, she has come to God, and God said, this is what the Word says. This is what your rights are. This is what Ruth's rights are. Lay hold of him. So she made that request of God, and the Lord said, here's the basis of what you need to do. And Ruth takes that request based on the Word and says to Boaz, you need to fulfill that promise that the Word of God says belongs to me by right. So Naomi's going to continue to beseech and make a request, but it's through Ruth now. So when we see Ruth making that request of Boaz, behind the scenes is Naomi saying, I'm seeking rest. This is me seeking rest for you. You're acting on my teaching and my instructions. So this time the Lord will grant Ruth's request, and she will find rest, and because it's the right time and the right place and the right person. And I think we find rest in our relationship with Christ. And ultimately, the deeper our relationship is with the Lord Jesus Christ, the more personal that relationship is with Him, the greater the rest is, the greater the security. Because another definition for rest is security. The greater the assurance that we have. When you look at rest, rest comes from within and it comes from without. There is a tranquility and a security. I guess you could say those two words describe what rest is. Tranquility has to do with what you feel. It's from within. And security has to do with your circumstances around you, what's from without. And as a child of God, we have both. We have that tranquility within because we have peace with God and the peace of God. You can't get any more tranquil than that. We have the security from without, so it doesn't matter what happens around us or what anybody says to us, we have that security of eternal life. We have that security of sonship. We are sons of God. We have that assurance that no one can take away what the Lord has promised us. You know, Paul tells us in Romans 8, nobody can lay a charge against us, and nobody can condemn us, and nobody can separate us. That's as secure as you can be. So it doesn't matter what's going on around us. Part of that security that we have that gives us that tranquility rests upon the promises of God. So the rest that Ruth is going to lay hold of is going to center in a person and in a relationship with Boaz, but it begins with the promises of God. It begins with the Word of God. One of the commentators said, the first idea here is tranquility. It's a calm, and that calm is just believing and being satisfied with what you're believing. For when the poor soul is first awakened by the Spirit of God, there is anything but tranquility. It is tossed to and fro in a state of uncertainty and a state of perplexity, a state of wretchedness. Naomi says, shall I not seek rest for thee? Shall I not tell thee where it is to be had? Get to know him and get to serve him, and you shall have tranquility. And I just like that in our relationship, when we get to know the Lord and we get to serve the Lord, then we have that tranquility. And Ruth, in a sense, has had a taste of it. She's got to know Boaz, serving in his fields and laboring for him. And I think she's caught a glimpse of what that security will be like and what that rest can be like. And she wants more now. And that's what we should want, is more. I thought about rest here is an enjoyment and an appropriation of what the Lord has for us. Isn't that what it is? You know what it is, and you appropriate it, and you begin to really enjoy it. You could go through the Word of God and think of all the things that we could appropriate and should appropriate that will give us rest before we finally enter into the presence of the Lord. We can still have rest now. A tranquility and a security now. We have a wonderful inheritance set before us that is a promise of that rest. I wrote in my note here, but the rest that is our security is tied to the rest that is our relationship with Christ. You know, security, that's what we're talking about here, that rest. But it's tied to the relationship that we have with Christ. The rest that is our security is tied to the rest that is our relationship with Christ. And the deeper our relationship, the greater the security we enjoy. And that rest will culminate in a marriage relationship. And you'll see the bride and the bridegroom. So here first, Ruth will find rest at Boaz's feet. She's actually finding a little bit of rest later on, because she goes and she lays down at his feet. Is that rest? So she's going to find rest at his feet before she finds rest at his side as his bride. And so we're going to find rest now at the feet of Jesus, like Mary who sat at the feet of Jesus. And then we'll appropriate the fullness of that rest when we're at his side. But it begins at his feet. I just thought, boy, that's here it is. That's the way it begins. And finally, how does Naomi describe this rest to Ruth? She says, and she tells her what the provision of that rest entails. Shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be what? Well with thee. And that word well means literally sound and beautiful and happy. There is a wellness, and really what Naomi wants here is the best for Ruth. She wants Ruth to have stability and happiness. And there is a wellness that the Lord is working in our lives that produces those three things. There is a spiritual soundness that comes from sound doctrine. There is a spiritual beauty from within that comes from Christ's life as he fully matures in us. There is a spiritual happiness or joy of the Spirit in every circumstance that comes from resting upon his word and his promises. So that's how we're well in our lives, that it may be well with us. If it's truly well with us, then there's a spiritual soundness and there's a spiritual beauty because it's the life of Christ, and there's a spiritual happiness because it is centered upon the word of God. That word well also can be translated to be accepted. She says, oh, shall I not seek this for you so that you will not only be sound and beautiful and happy, but you will be accepted? And she'll be accepted because of her relationship with Boaz. I mean, once she's attached to him, she takes his name. She will no longer be Ruth the Moabitess. She'll be Ruth the wife of Boaz. Tells us in Ephesians 1:6 that we are accepted in the Beloved. So that word well means to be accepted. Ruth will be accepted in the Beloved. She'll be accepted in Boaz, just as we are accepted in Christ. And that word accepted there means that the Lord, God the Father, looks at us with the same affection and same love that he does his Son, because we're in him and he's in us. That word that it may be well with thee means sound and beautiful and happy, which on the surface just means actual stability and happiness, but in the spiritual speaks of spiritual soundness and spiritual beauty and spiritual happiness, and it means to be accepted. It also means to make better. To make better. Shall I not seek this rest for you so that you'll be made better? Her circumstances will be made better than they are now, and she'll be provided for. But in our relationship with the Lord, the closer that we draw together in that relationship with the Lord, the more we're changed by that relationship. We're made better. We're changed from glory to glory. Sanctifying work. That's the sanctifying work, yes. And it also means to prosper. And there you're entering into the fullness of the reward and the enjoyment of the reward. I'll close with something that Sister Mary Bodie wrote in her study book. She says, we find Ruth no longer a gleaner. She is claiming now, seeking to be reinstated to a place and prestige which has been promised. According to her mother-in-law's instruction, she seeks out Boaz as the kinsman, able to do for her what she is unable to accomplish for herself. She knows, I can't do it myself. Naomi has spoken all along about him and his relationship to them, but heretofore the fact has not been of any practical significance to either of them. But now things have changed. There is new interest awakened. Ruth must have a resting place, and to find it, she must seek it. You know, Naomi's seeking it, but so is Ruth. So to find that resting place, Ruth must seek it. Naturally, Naomi begins to think of Boaz, and Ruth is bidden to put forth a personal claim upon him. How touchingly is suggestive of the individual seeking after Christ today. We must all come to him for rest, and we will find, even as Ruth, that he is ready to receive us. So just as Naomi, you know, Naomi gives her those instructions, but Ruth could have said, oh no, I can't do what you're telling me to do. Are you kidding me? You want me to do that? But she wants rest, and so she's going to come seeking at whatever the cost.
She's just so obedient.
She is. That's the attitude of the bride.